here on the line with us, and we will now go before the Lord in prayer. Father God, we say good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, our Lord and Savior. Oh, we are just so excited, Lord, to come before your presence this morning with praise and with thanksgiving. We magnify you and we glorify your name. We thank and praise you, Lord, that you have never left us alone and our hearts are fully open to you. We thank and praise you, oh God, for this master's call where we can get up each and every Monday through Friday morning to worship you, to praise you, to hear a word from you, and to share what we have, what the message that has been given to us with someone else. Father, we thank and praise you for Dr. Vanessa and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. P.K. Roberts and the D.A. De Leon family, Lord, who just knew that you had touched them to bring about this CMC call, and they were faithful to that touch, and they carried out what you had assigned them to do. So we thank you, Lord, for their obedience. We thank you, Lord, for their yes, and that is the reason why we are here today. Now, Father, we just thank and praise you for continuing to bless them, O Lord, with everything they stand in need of. Father, we thank you that you said you would give them the desires of your of their heart because their minds have stayed on you. Father, we thank and praise you that they walk in favor and that their footsteps are ordered of you. Now, Lord, we thank and praise you for Minister Pastor Everett, who will bring the word this morning. And we bind Satan and Jesus and any interruption on this call in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank and praise you that this call goes forth with clarity Everything that the demon will try to bring will not go forth. Satan tried to take his breath shot, but that wasn't good enough. And so we worship you and we praise you this morning because this call is going forth with clarity. And we will hear everything that is being said by Pastor Everett. Father, bless his family indeed. Continue to have your angels encamped around about him. Continue to be in his thoughts and in his ways in the mighty name of Jesus. Now, Lord, we thank and praise you for each and every family member who is on this call this morning. We thank you, Lord, that they are hearing the word, that they are embracing you. We are embracing the word that is coming forth this morning, not just to keep it to ourselves, but to be a blessing to someone else. We love you, Lord, and we daily seek to please you. In Jesus' name, amen. I will now turn the call over to our host, Minister Tiffany. Are you there?
I am. Minister Willa, can you hear me?
Yes, I can, my sister. Take it away.
Thank you so much, Minister Willa, for seating us and greeting us and giving us our task for this Tuesday. Just to touch the hem of God's garment, then everything will be well. So thank you, woman of God, for serving this morning. We welcome each and every single one of you who have dialed in this morning to the Master's Call on behalf of our founders, our Ambassador of Artists International, Dr. P.K. Robert, and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, our Mother Eagle. We welcome you with the warmest of kingdom greetings, for this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. This call stands on Scripture, Psalm 88:13, which reads, "But to thee I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." So here, Minister Willa has already opened up this call in prayer, and we will definitely make sure that we close this call in prayer after the Word of God comes forth. We do have a new website, so we invite each one of you to utilize our new website. It is absolutely beautiful. It can be found at www.themasterscall.net. www.themasterscall.net, and you will see that all of our messages from December of 2013 to the present day have been archived on that website. And if you would like to send us an email, if you're interested in being a prayer intercessor on this line, if you are just interested in giving us a praise report, a prayer request, or a testimony, or you just want information, then please utilize our email address, and that is info@themasterscall.net. info@themasterscall.net, or once you go onto the website, you have the ability to put in your request on there as well. We definitely are in the need of people to serve. during our conference that will happen in June during Father's Day weekend in Orlando, Florida. And so if that is you, then we ask right now that you begin to pray about it and think about it and see what the Lord is purging you and preparing you to do. And then if it is to participate in our Sunday worship service that will be hosted by the TMC, then we ask that you would send us an email to let us know that that is me and I would like to serve wherever you guys need me to serve. Or if you want to sing, if you want to dance, just let us know what you would like to do. Again, that's info@themasterscall.net. This weekend is a big, big weekend, and it's all roads lead to Houston, Texas, April the 5th. Artists International will be having a reshaping fashion show. Now, I have never, ever heard of a reshaping fashion show. We've heard of other kind of fashion shows, but never a reshaping fashion show where more than 20 garments will be revealed. So you want to make sure that you check your back office or you get back with the person that invited you to this call and find out how you can participate in the fashion show in Houston, Texas this weekend. The following weekend, we will, April the 12th, there will be fashion shows going on in Montebello, California, Atlanta, Georgia, New Jersey, New York. Please, please, please check your back office or once again get with the person who invited you to this call and ask them to share with you more about what's going on in Artists International. Remember, April the 3rd is the closing of the month, so continue to press forward, continue to put yourself in the right position and make the end of March a month to remember. Immediately following this call every day, we head over to the morning motivational call, which was our visionary there, Godmother Dorothy Cook. But you hear several voices on that line. There's various leaders who come on the line. On Wednesdays is the ambassador's call. We have John McQueen on Tuesdays, and on Thursdays we have Platinum Presidents Robert and Nicola Jackson. And so you want to make sure that you get over there to be motivated in your artist business or just in life, period. And that number is 530-881-1300 and the PIN code 539598#. So that's immediately following this call today. Well, now it's time for us to hear what thus says the word of the Lord. And so our speaker for today, he is definitely a man of God and on the move to build the kingdom of God. Reverend Everett Thomas is a baptized, born-again believer and an ordained minister. He has been preaching the gospel for over 35 years. He was the first assistant minister to the late pastor of Mount Zion Missionary Baptist Church and is the past senior evangelist of Calvary Baptist District. He currently serves as senior minister at Mercy House Church in Eckworth, Michigan. He is also a certified biblical counselor. He is the founder and president of Jehovah Jireh Ministries. This ministry provides for the needs of people and sponsors coffee houses, concerts, seminars, and assists the elderly. Reverend Thomas officiates Sunday worship service at the Across the Park apartment complex for the tenants that cannot go out to church. His belief that iron sharpens iron led him to organize and facilitate a weekly men's ministry breakfast. He is committed to God and the community. Reverend Thomas is the past president of Lincoln Park Rotary, is a 13-year board member of the Downriver YMCA, is vice president of the Downriver Interdenominational Ministerial Alliance, and is on the board of the International Christian Education Association. Pastor Everett has been married to his lovely wife, Cheryl, for over 20 years. His mission is to be used of God to transform lives in spirit, soul, and body. 1 Thessalonians 5:23 is the scripture that he stands on. Our speaker for today, none other than Reverend Everett Thomas. Pastor Everett, are you out there this morning?
Yes, I am. Good morning. Can you hear me?
Good morning. I hear you loud and clear. The platform is yours. Take it away.
Thank you so much. God bless you. Thank you for such a warm introduction. Wow, you know, all that was going on in my life. Thank you for reminding me. Well, praise God. This is a day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice, and we shall be glad in it. We praise God for opening prayer, Minister Willa, and praise God for the founders of this call, Dr. Witherspoon and Ambassador Roberts. We thank God for their vision and the fact that they had it in their heart to do what we do on this call. And I am grateful for the opportunity to share this morning. I'd like to invite your attention to Philippians chapter 3, and we're looking at verses 12 through 16. I'm reading from the Message Bible. Starts off saying, I'm not saying that I have this all together, that I have it made, but I am well on my way, reaching out for Christ, who has so wondrously reached out for me. Friends, don't get me wrong. By no means do I count myself an expert in all of this, but I've got my eye on the goal, where God is beckoning us onward to Jesus. I'm off and running, and I'm not turning back. So let's keep focused on that goal, those of us who want everything God has for us. If any of you have something else in mind, something less than total commitment, God will clear your blurred vision. You'll see it yet. Now that we're on the right track, let's stay on it. Let's see. A subject that we want to focus on today is springing forward with focus. Springing forward with focus. Now, we know that recently many of us have changed our clocks to daylight savings time. And to some of us sometimes get it confused whether to move our clocks forward or backwards. So we kind of got it together saying, well, springtime, we spring forward. And when we go back to the original time, we fall back. Amen. So we're going to talk about springing forward today. But to spring forward, we have to be focused. We have to forget those things that are behind, Paul says, and press toward that mark, press toward, amen, the goal that is before us. And looking at the season that we're in, springtime, many of us look back and say, wow, thank God we got past winter, especially here in Detroit. We had quite a winter, but we don't want to focus on what happened in the winter. We want to look forward to what's ahead of us, springing forward with focus. We want to make sure our eyes are looking forward to the great things that will happen. And you got to have goals. You got to have plans. Man, somebody said that we fail to plan. If we plan to fail, we will fail. So we have to look at our goals and plan for those goals. Now, this is a process I want to leave with you of planning. You might want to write this down. Number one, you want to establish or discover your purpose, mainly your purpose in life. God has a purpose and plan for all of our lives, and if we don't fulfill those purposes, we're not living up to our greatest potential. Number two, you want to determine your goals. Determine your goals. What are your goals? You got your purpose, man. You have to have your goals. Then number three, you want to develop plans. You got to have a plan. Have action. Number four, you want to apply action. You can't just have a plan and just sit there. You have to have action. So you want to apply action. Then number five, you want to evaluate your results. How am I doing? Am I doing all that I can do? Am I really moving forward? Or what am I doing with my plans, action, and just set the result? Are my results getting me where I need to be? Then you want to reevaluate, or if necessary, change your plans. If that's necessary, then you go back to number seven, which is apply or reapply action. So basically, it's like almost a circle. You establish your purpose. Number two, your goals. You determine what your goals are. You develop your plans. Number three, four, you want to apply your action. Then evaluate your results. Then number six, reevaluate or change plans if necessary. Then you reapply action. So moving forward, amen, we have to focus on where we're going. As we move forward, we're looking forward to the great event this coming Saturday, which is mentioned It's a new season, new opportunities in artists. And, of course, things are looking forward, and we want to be focused as we spring forward, as we move forward in our growth and development in our artist opportunity. Now, Paul was so narrow. He narrowed his focus that he discarded not only the things he once counted as gain, but he counted everything as garbage for the sake of obtaining Christ. He would lose it all if he had to do it all over again. He said, I want to gain intimacy with Christ, so everything else really don't matter. So as leaders, we need to change the purpose of our plans. And sometimes to reevaluate where we're going. So leaders who change the world have this kind of sharp focus. Think about the leaders of the Bible and the focus they had to bring about revolutionary change. Abraham, he left his homeland, wealth, and friends for a new land because he focused on an unseen kingdom. Joseph had strength to endure hardship and prisons because his dream focused on the greatness of God. Moses could turn his back on Egypt because he focused on God's plan. Stephen preached an unpopular message and died a martyr because of his focus. Paul gave everything up and said, "This one thing I do." And Jesus told Martha, "Only one thing is necessary." What does it take to gain the focus required to become a truly effective leader? The keys are priorities and concentration. A leader who knows his priorities but lacks concentration knows what to do but never gets it done. Wow. A leader with concentration but no priorities has excellence without progress. But when leaders harness both, they gain the potential to achieve great things. And people base their decisions on a variety of things. The ultimate, which is first things first. Number two, the urgent, loud things first. Number three, the unpleasant, hard things first. Number four, the unfinished, last things first. And number five, the unfulfilling, dull things first. And Paul exemplifies a leader who focuses on the ultimate every day. How about you? To get back on track with your focus, work on these items. Number one, work on yourself. You are your greatest asset or worst liability. Number two, work on your priorities. Fight for the important ones. Number three, work in your strengths. You can reach your potential if you do. And number four, work with your colleagues. You can't be effective alone. Amen. So it's important that we utilize these things as we spring forward with our focus on moving forward, amen, in life and as a business entrepreneur. We have to have these things in place to be effective and productive. God expects more out of us as his children. Amen. Because of how much he has done for us and how much he has invested in us, he sent Christ to Calvary on our behalf. Amen. That he might, amen, bring us back to him. And we call that being redeemed. We are the redeemed of the Lord, praise God. So if God loved us that much to send Jesus, and Jesus loved us that much to go to Calvary, amen, and not only die, but to be resurrected on our behalf, how much more should we be engaged in living a life on purpose, amen, amen, to be focused on the things that God has in store for us, to be the best that we can be for his kingdom's sake, amen. So as we look again at our text, Paul reminds us, he says here in Philippians 3:12-16, I'm not saying that I have this all together, that I have it made, but I am well on my way reaching out for Christ, who has so wondrously reached out for me. Friends, don't get me wrong. By no means do I count myself an expert in all of this, but I've got my eyes on the goal where God is beckoning us onward to Jesus. I'm off and running, and I'm not turning back. So let's keep focused on that goal. Those of us who want everything God has for us. If any of you have something else in mind, something less than total commitment, God will clear your blurred vision. You see it yet. Now that we're on the right track, let's stay on it. That's the message translation. So, my brothers, my sisters, my TMC family, God has so much waiting on us. This is a time of season for favor. This is a time of season to move forward in our business, yes, even, yes, in our life. Whatever you have ahead of you, press forward. Amen. I always say that the blessing comes with the pressing. Amen. Amen. So we're looking forward to great things, greater things in God this season that we're in. Praise God. God bless you. I might want to share just a tad bit more. I've got a few more minutes here. Paul openly communicated his priorities. And this is about the law of priorities, according to our writer here. Paul narrowed his activities. So he communicated his priorities, and all the trophies and culture of his past he counted as rubbish. In order to gain Christ, he wanted to know Christ, experience his power, share in, and complete his sufferings, and ultimately be conformed to his death. He did all of this for the purpose of attaining the resurrection. Here's a man on a mission. Paul narrowed his wedge and his focus to the essentials. What was his secret? Number one, he discerned what hindered him. Paul had to let go of all the things he once cherished, considering them distractions to grace. Number two, he discovered what he wanted. Paul wanted God's righteousness, not his own. Christ became his solitary pursuit. Number three, he determined how to get it. With single-minded passion, Paul forgot the past and pursued the prize of his call. Well, the question is, how about you? Have you narrowed your focus? What is your one thing? And can you list your priorities on one hand? What are you pursuing? Yes, these are questions that we need to ponder on if we're going to move forward, amen, in this season, which is springing forward, amen, unto reaching our goal. God bless your heart. Thank you for your time. Praise God. I bless you this day in the name of Jesus. Back to you, Minister Tiffany. God bless you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, Pastor Everett, for that profound word. Today is April the 1st, and so we are into a second quarter and a new season. So God bless you, and thank you for giving us directions on how to apply ourselves in this season. Let us go to God in prayer, and I will be calling you back afterwards to give us our benediction for this morning. Heavenly Father, we bless your holy name. We magnify you and we glorify you because you are worthy of our praise. And we celebrate you, O God. We celebrate you because you are God, because you are El Shaddai, because you are Jehovah Jireh. We thank you, Father God, because you give us joy, you give us hope, and we find strength in you to do all things, Father, all things that we desire to do, we can do them because you give us the power and the anointing to do them. Right now, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for the man of God. I thank you for the word that you have given him this morning. And I decree and declare that you would increase in his life as he has increased in us this morning, O God. I thank you, Father God, for your anointing. I thank you for your divine favor. I thank you for your supernatural favor, your blessings, and your increase in the name of Jesus, Father. Lord, let your will be done in our lives and in Artists International. Allow us to walk in our assignments, O God. Let the spirit of unity and excellence radiate around us, Father, that no matter where we are, that we will be the light of the world, the light that you bring about in this dark world, Father. I ask right now that you would bless Mama and Papa Diaz de Leon. I pray for the first family, Father. I lift up Frank to you and Alfredo and every single employee and staff of Artists International in the corporate office. I ask that you would bless each and every single artistpreneur entrepreneur, Father, from the customer all the way up to the platinum, Father. I thank you, Father God, that our minds, our bodies, our spirits are being renewed and made whole right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Keep us strong and keep us refreshed, Father. I lift up the reshaping fashion shows to you, Father. I pray that everything will go according to your will. No chaos, no confusion, no drama, no weapon formed against us shall prosper in the name of Jesus, Father. I lift up June 12th through 15th, as the extravaganza and the kings of artists go forth to plan a mighty, spectacular event, Father. I pray, Father God, that you would just rain upon us right now in the mighty name of Jesus. I lift up the Harrelson family to you. I lift up Jessica to you. I lift up Casey to you. I lift up Trey to you, Father. Father God, I pray for each and every family that is under the sound of my voice, that every single need will be met in the mighty name of Jesus. Because you are our shepherd, and your word says that we shall not want for anything, oh God. I thank you right now, Father God, for peace in our life, for healing in our life, for deliverance, Father God. Nothing is broken, Father God. Everything is healed right now in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. And as we go forth through this spring season, oh God, I pray that new and greater things will spring up in the mighty name of Jesus. All those things that need to be resurrected, resurrect them right now, oh God. Anything that is in us that needs to be removed, remove it right now in the name of Jesus. Detoxify it out of us right now in the name of Jesus, Father. Father God, I speak your healing on the line this morning, Father God. The Bible said that she just touched the hem of his garment, and she was made whole, God. So we touch right now because your presence is here on this line this morning. And, oh, God, we thank you, Father God. We thank you for being here. We thank you, Father God, that we could rely on you. We thank you that we could trust you, oh, God. We thank you, Father God, for everything that you know is for us, even when we don't know ourselves, because your word says that you know the plans that you have for us, Father. So we trust your plans, God. We walk into your plans, Father. Father God, even when we get weary, Father God, we know that you provide us with strength, oh God. So I just thank you right now for everything that you are doing in our lives, Father God, even when we don't recognize, Father God, that you are moving us to new places, Father God. We will trust you, Father God. Elevate our faith, Father God. Remove fear right now in the name of Jesus, Father. And for the founders of this call, Dr. P.K. Roberts, I speak peace and strength in her life right now in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. I speak healing over her right now in the name of Jesus, Father. And for Dr. Vanessa, I decree and declare that greater and new things will come forth in her life in the name of Jesus, that you would give her the strength that she needs, Father God, to move forth in the directions that you would have her to go. In Jesus' name, I ask that you would bless Mother Josie in a mighty way, oh God. Continue to heal, total and complete healing and restoration in her mind, in her body, and in her soul, Father. I speak peace into each and every household that is represented here on the line. I pray and decree and declare that your love will radiate through our homes, through our jobs, through the places that we go as we go out into the marketplace to be those great ministers that you have called for us to be, oh God. I pray that we would go knowing that you are with us because your word says that you would never leave us and you would never forsake us. So, Father, we just thank you right now on this just a touch Tuesday, Father, the first day of April 2014, a new season, Father. I just thank you, Father God, as we are in this Lenten season, that we would allow some things to just go away, Father. And I just elevate you. I celebrate you. I exalt you. I honor you, and I glorify you because you are worthy of all our praise. And I decree and declare these things to be so. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. So I thank you, TMC family, for joining us here on this call today. If you would like to hear the replay, the number is 712-432-1085 and the PIN code 957-677-pound. Remember, we will be heading over to the morning motivational call right after this call, and that number is 530 881-1300 and the PIN code 539598. Remember our website and our email, www.themasterscall.net and info@themasterscall.net. I thank you for joining us here on The Master's Call, and remember to go out and be that great minister in the marketplace that you are. At this time, Pastor Everett, can you come back and give us our benediction for this morning?
May the Lord bless you and protect you. May the Lord smile on you and be gracious to you. And may the Lord show you his favor and give you his peace henceforth, now and forever. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless.